Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Congratulations on 20 great years, and just know that you're the only person I would ever get up and talk to at 6 o'clock in the morning.
I know you started this show when you were only, what, 6 or 7 years old?
Remember to keep going, because we're not done with you yet. Godspeed, amigo.
Welcome back, celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show, and the third decade of the 21st century now, in our 24th year. I'm Jim Blasingame, and we're having a great visit with our good friend Tom Sullivan. He's with the U.S. Chamber of Commerce. Small Business Policy is his job over there. He's VP of that. Tom, tell us about the U.S. Chamber.
Well, Jim, we're proud of representing about 3 million businesses across the United States. About 95% of them have fewer than 100 employees. 75% of them have fewer than 10 employees. So small business is pretty big at the U.S. Chamber of Commerce. And it's fun working with a network of about between 1,600 and 2,000 local, state, and regional chambers across the country. That's where the rubber really meets the road. And we know that they worked all weekend trying to get folks to either go in person to their local businesses on Small Business Saturday, or making sure that consumers knew how to purchase goods from their local businesses online. And the numbers that came out of last week are actually really encouraging.
One of the things I want to make sure people understand, though, because, Tom, some people might not understand this, the local chambers are locally owned and operated, independent, parochial corporations that are their own. They're their own world. They are their own product, their own property, their own brand, and they associate with the U.S. Chamber. I want to make sure, and I know you're not saying this, but I want to make sure some people don't understand that a local chamber isn't an extension of the U.S. Chamber. All these chambers work together. That's the thing. I want to make sure people, because some people in town, Tom, think the mayor runs the Chamber of Commerce. You know what I mean?
Well, sometimes the local chamber head is more powerful than the mayor. So
sometimes.
I can see that.
Sometimes. Confusion. Yeah. So back
but,
to
you
small
know, it's very similar to what you and I know, and that is when you walk into a locally owned McDonald's, we know that they're not reporting directly to some headquarters in Illinois.
Yeah,
it's a small business.
Yeah, that's right. So tell us about Small Business Saturday, because of course, around here, I don't make a big deal out of Small Business Saturday, because in my world, every Saturday is Small Business Saturday. But I do understand the importance of calling attention to it. Tell us about what happened.
Well, Jim, I wish every single consumer in America had your attitude and perspective, because we're trying to keep the wave going from Small Business Saturday and really pushing that shop small every day. And so this is something that American Express started really as just a marketing campaign about 11 years ago. And what it has done really is it has allowed for folks to put a megaphone to what Jim Blasingame, what you do every day. And we just it's an opportunity not only to show the power of small business in a community, but also for consumers to show their appreciation for what small businesses mean, and then open up their pocketbooks and their wallets and spend money, which is, at the end of the day, that's what will keep a small business going. It's the sales, it's the revenue.
Well,
it was more important than ever before.
Well, and the thing, the two sides of that coin, folks, are not only small local citizens thinking, maybe I could get this local, but on the business side, my folks, the people I represent, and you represent, Tom, they also have to realize that the reality is these people want to find out what you have on their phones or on their computers. They're not going to get in their car and go down and shop around, run up and down the street. They're not going to do that anymore. So if you're not technically ready for them, you can't be mad at them for ordering something from Amazon. And customers don't require you to be like Amazon, but they do require you to meet them in the cloud. Last thoughts, Tom.
Jim, I think you're absolutely right. And that's one of the reasons why this year was more successful on Small Business Saturday than last year. The more and more Main Street businesses have a web presence. So whether or not it's clicking to buy or clicking to find out, it's right. working. And we've got to keep that wave going throughout the entire Christmas season.
Both of those. USChamber.com is the website. Hey, Tom, good job today. Keep up the good work and come back soon.
Thanks, Jim. It's great being with you, and you keep up the great work, too.
We'll see you next time. Tom Sullivan, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back another day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to remind you that when opportunity knocks, it doesn't know you had a bad day. Reading for this month.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.